We are joined right now by a Pro Bowler and a safety for the Buffalo Bills. He is an All-Pro. He's entering his fifth season with the Bills. Coming off year where he had 70 tackles in INT. He had five passes broken up last season. Played his college ball at Iowa. Buffalo coming off that big year. 13-3. They open up against Pittsburgh on September 12th. Micah Hyde is my guest. Micah, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How you doing, my man?
Dude, I'm great. It's so good to hear your voice. Great to have you back. So you've been a regular at OTAs and mini camps throughout your entire career. Let me start right there. Why is it important for you to take part and be involved in these workouts? What do you personally get out of that?
I think it's just being around the guys. You know, obviously, it's this time of year. We got a lot of free time. We're only in the building for a few hours out of the day. But, you know, just seeing the guys, you know, just having fun around the complex, going golfing together, doing that type of stuff. And I think it's also good for the young guys. Young guys see the older guys, put a name with the face, and just come here and talk a little football.
I got it. Micah Hyde joining us. So you signed that extension back in March. What did it mean for you to have signed that deal and know that you're going to be in Buffalo for a while longer?
You know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing just because, you know, myself and some other guys were able to come here back in 2017 where, you know, around here in Buffalo wasn't looking good. So now, you know, we got the ball rolling and here we are in 2021 with the new extension and be here a few more years to finish what we started.
Yeah, Mike, it makes so much sense right now. But if we were to go back to when you first came to Buffalo, the team was coming off that 7-9 season. They had not been to the postseason since 99. So at that time, what was it that sold you on Buffalo and what was the vision you had for the team?
I think it was Sean McDermott, you know, I have a conversation with him. I just had a feel for what he was trying, his message and what he was trying to say. So, I mean, that kind of brought me here. And once I got here, you know, just being around the guys, and obviously you had to, it was a process. You had to start from you know, step one. And I was ready for that process. And I was in Green Bay for a few years, so I knew what, you know, winning looked like. And, you know, a lot of guys that Sean brought in also knew what winning looked like. So, you know, we just kind of all band together, started fighting, started going to war, and, you know, here we are just still trying to do that.
Micah Hyde, my guest. So what was it like to have that thing play out? I mean, you have unfinished business. You're not quite there yet, but this thing's working. It's playing out the way that you thought that it would. What's that feel like? And then what's it feel like to know that you are one of the central pieces of a turnaround, which includes those three playoff trips in the last 4 years?
Yeah, well, obviously last year losing the AFC Championship game was painful. It hurt. You know, it's anytime you get that far and you don't win at all, you know, it's gonna sting a little bit. So that we had that feeling all offseason. But at the end of the day, the NFL schedule, the roster, it changes each and every year. So that's not the same team that we had, you know, this coming year. So we're gonna have to work again. We have to work to get back to that same position. And then, you know, it was myself being, you know, one of the guys that was able to help turn this organization around. You know, it's just a blessing also. You know, I always viewed myself as a leader. Still view myself as a leader. So. To be able to be here for this turnaround, for this community, for these fans, you know, it's honestly nothing better.
Micah Hyde joining us. So what about that? I mean, you touched on it, but to get that close and then not quite finish the job, like, what's your reaction to that? For instance, how are you processing that? Did that feel like that's a nice building block, or did that leave you feel kind of angry and more motivated than ever?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, obviously the building block because, you know, this organization hasn't been back there for a long time, but at the same time, you know, you're a little pissed, you know, just because, you know, we felt like we didn't play our best game. We didn't, you know, the coaches felt like they didn't coach their best game. So we went out on the field and we just kind of laid an egg. You know, we felt like, yeah, obviously, you got to give the credit to the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, with the quarterback and, you know, the guys that have on that football team. They're a very excellent elite football team. And we knew that we had to play our A game to go in there and get a win, and we just didn't. So it's kind of a little bit of both, but it's definitely something to work off of.
Micah Hyde joining us. I mean, fair enough, right? They are the Chiefs. They do have that quarterback, but you are the Bills and you have your quarterback. In fact, you said it. One of the things that you said as part of your pitch to other guys, yeah, it's going to snow, but this is not the old Buffalo. This is the new Buffalo. This is the Josh Allen Buffalo. Like, what does it mean to have the Josh Allen Buffalo? Like, when you say that, what do you mean? What's the pitch? What does that involve?
Going into each and every game, knowing you got a shot to win. There's only a few teams in this league that can say that. And you know, for a long time, Buffalo was not one of those teams. Josh Allen's a real deal. I think everybody saw, you know, what he was able to do last year. And this is his progression throughout the last couple of years. The boy's a competitor. So, you know, each and every game that we play in, I know if 17's catching the snaps, we had a shot.
Micah Hyde joining me for a few more moments. You mentioned that you played in Green Bay, of course. You know, that's Green Bay is such a great place. It's a great town. It's a great fan base. But you said, quote, "I was winning in Green Bay. That was fun. It was a blast. We had a hell of a time. But winning in Buffalo is totally different. The whole city is on fire." I'm not saying one's better than the other. Or would you say is one better than the other? How are they different?
Yeah, it's just a little bit. It's a little bit different just because winning in Green Bay is kind of was expected. You know, with a guy like Aaron Rodgers being there for a while, they won a Super Bowl a few years before I got there. We were winning a lot of games, but went to a couple. My 4 years there, we went to a couple NFC Championship games that, you know, we laid an egg in also. But, you know, it was kind of expected. This is the tradition around Green Bay, always winning, tradition, that type of stuff. And then you get to Buffalo in 2017, made it to the playoffs. I don't know how. I still say that, like, we were just grinding. We went through a mid-season slump where we were getting beat by 40 points a game and then somehow made it into the playoffs. So, you know, just to see the progression from where this organization was to where it is now, you know, it's totally different winning here. And I think that the culture's changed here. You know, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean has done an awesome job bringing in guys, high-character guys, and it starts with that. You know, guys on this team want to win, and we got some studs. Like I said last year, this is a whole different football team. And we got some studs on the offensive side, defensive side, special teams. And, you know, we're going to go out there each and every game and give it our best.
Mike, I could tell that the feeling you have for the guys that you go to battle with, like Jordan Poyer was on Twitter. He was so fired up when you signed your extension. I had him on the show a few weeks back, and I've got so much respect for him and for what the two of you do on the field together. You made the point that you don't think that he gets the respect that he deserves. Why do you think that is? And what are people not seeing when they watch him?
You know, I don't expect people to understand what, you know, what we go through on a day-to-day basis, you know, how early we wake up and how we're in the complex working out, you know, before anybody or staying late watching film. I don't expect people to know that. You know, we're not going to sit here and tell everybody, you know, our daily schedule. But at the end of the day, you know, what we've been able to do on the football field for these past four seasons, you know, we were talking the other day to our DB coach, like, who else in the league has been together for the last 4 years and played as much as we have together, the snaps. And Poe is one of the best safeties in the league. Like, this dude can do it all. He has as many tackles as any other safety, you know, damn near linebackers. You know, he has the interceptions. He has the forced fumbles. He's one of our captains. Like, what more do you expect the guy to do? Like, he's literally done it all. So, and this isn't just one breakout season. This is the last four. So, you know, I just think that, you know, with a guy like Poe and a guy like myself, who we're able to do every day to help this team win football games. I mean, I would say he doesn't get enough respect, but you know, as a duo, I don't think we get enough respect.
I really respect that you guys don't get enough respect. Well, no, I don't respect that you don't get enough respect. I respect the way you answer that question about not getting enough respect. It's true. Like, nobody would have any idea the sacrifices that are made, the price that's paid. And I think you made that point really, really well. Micah, I don't know about you, but like, time to me is really weird. Like, in the sense, I remember when Tremont Williams was the young guy and he was up and coming. He, back in March, announced his retirement. You mentioned that you want to be a guy who leads. You want to teach it to other guys. When you came up, how much did you learn from him and how much has he meant to you?
I still say to this day, Tremont is the most freakiest athlete I've seen. Like, this dude, you know, at Lambeau Field, there's a basketball court. And Tremont used to just stand underneath the hoop and just windmill or just do crazy dunks. I'm like, what is this guy doing? But, you know, just learning from guys like that, you know, I was a little mad. I was a year after Charles Woodson left Green Bay. So I wish I was able to play with him for a year. But once I got there, you know, had Tremont Williams, you had Jared Bush. You had Sam Shields, you had Morgan Burnett, you had a whole bunch of older guys in the DB room that were, you know, that were established, that were making plays. So I was able to learn from them, and that's just what I try to do today. You know, there's just young guys that have questions, and it's not even about football. It's about just being a man. I think that I've learned a lot growing in this league, going on year nine. But I just try to pass all the wisdom down to the younger guys, and if they got questions about, you know, finances, you know, family, relationships, anything like that, man, I try to give them. Try to give them some wisdom, because I know that those guys did that for me. And I think as an NFL football player, it's kind of a fraternity. You know, we all obviously go out there and compete against each other. We want to be the best. We're all alpha males. But at the end of the day, I think that we're all here trying to help each other out, and that's what I try to do for the young guys.
Man, I love this conversation so much. Really quickly, like when you talk about Tremont Williams standing underneath the basket and being able to dunk and how freakish he was athletically, like how much of his success is about that, but how much of it is mental and preparation and doing the things that you have to do that others don't want to do as opposed to freakish athletic ability?
You know, and that's I had a 500-kid camp a couple weekends ago in my hometown, free camp for all these kids. And the number one questions that they ask, or the parents ask me is, what did you learn growing up, small town, all that type of stuff. And I said, the number one thing for me is sacrifice. You know, there was a lot of times where I had to go out there and play sports my whole life, and not be able to go on vacation with my friends and all that type of stuff. And, that's kind of the message that I give kids is you're gonna have to sacrifice and put in the work each and every day. And it's not always going to be fun. You got to put your head down to work. And I think mentally, not a lot of guys have that. And I think once you make it, you know, to year 9 in the league, obviously you have that and beyond. But this is a tough game. It's a violent game. Each and every day you wake up and you got to come here and you got to bang. You got to put pads on. It's physical. But at the end of the day, that's what we get paid to do. So you got to have the mentality for it.
Well, man, this is kind of interview that I want to listen to again as soon as I'm done doing it. Micah Hyde, Pro Bowler, All Pro. Much respect. I appreciate you, Micah. Thank you so much for doing that. That was great.
Jim Rome, man. I appreciate you having me on, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you very much. I respect you very much. Bills fans, you already know. God, man, I love Micah Hyde. I love that conversation, if you can't tell.